In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
My friends, we're living in some interesting times. Maybe more than interesting, troubling, tough times. Some have suggested that we're nearing the end of it all, and they probably wouldn't get much of an argument from me. We see all sorts of things going on, authorities losing the grasp of reality, politicians arguing again what is means. Those who have been elected seem to be misusing what was entrusted to them. And we see the side of evil seen to prosper, Christians being widely persecuted, indeed being beheaded, burned alive, or murdered in some other way, but what is called the religion of peace. And then the unborn child in America is in as much danger as the reborn in the Muslim lands. Tough times they are, but time continues, and spring quarter began this morning. Call day is but 42 days away. Some of you are on the home stretch. What shall we do? Our text says, consider Jesus. Consider him. Keep your eyes on the apostle and high priest of our confession. We are all, men and women alike, holy brothers in the faith, set apart to be Christ's followers, set apart to be brothers of Christ, as our text says, called to focus upon him and follow him, for indeed we have the heavenly calling, made his own in our baptisms, brothers together with all the saints, partakers of the heavenly calling. Thus we need not worry about the things of the time, the goings on of this life. Rather, fixing our eyes, our attention, our minds upon Christ and heaven, we will be all about his business and not worried about what goes on in this life. Christ Jesus, our glorious Savior, makes it all possible for us to live in that heavenly expectation. So we fix our attention upon Christ because of who he is. He's described in our text as the apostle of our confession, sent forth by God the Father, sent forth to be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the supreme apostle of our faith and lives. And not only that, he is the high priest of our confession. He is the one sent by God the Father from heaven, sent forth to show us what and who God is, the gracious Father who didn't want to leave his creation in darkness, condemned to sin, to death for its transgression. As the apostle and high priest of our confession, with all the authority as God in the flesh, he came and laid down his life as a once for all sacrifice for the sins of the world. To him, the author of the letter of Hebrews thus directs all attention. Consider Jesus. His Hebrew listeners, they and their brother Jews, saw no one as greater than Moses. Moses was superior to all men, they thought, for he had been used by God and had been faithful to him. Indeed, Moses was faithful. Moses was the great freedom leader who led the Jews out of slavery. Moses was the great lawgiver to whom God appeared and gave the commandments. Moses was the nation builder, setting up things for them. And Moses was, in the eyes of the Jew, the great friend of God, who was able to speak to him face to face and live. But he was not God. There is another who was also appointed by God, who was faithful to God, who was God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came, the apostle of God and the great high priest of our confession. The one who was God's ambassador to us, who revealed God, who proclaimed God's message of salvation, and not just proclaimed it, but did it. God in the flesh broke the power of death and Satan to eternally condemn. Indeed, he was greater than Moses. The word says in Colossians 1, "For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him." But not only that, he was the redeemer of that all. So the letter to the Hebrew Christians called them not to fix their eyes on Moses, not to fix their minds on Moses, but to fix their eyes, their minds, their hearts upon Jesus. "Consider Jesus," he said. Indeed, Moses was great, but Jesus was greater. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of the house has more honor than the house itself. Jesus made the house, the cross, the church by his sacrifice on the cross, and he has brought you into it by water and the word. With all the great sorrow, strife, and persecution that are facing our true and holy brothers in other parts of the world, they are being faithful. They are considering Jesus, looking to him, the author, the founder, the perfecter of the faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and was seated at the right hand of the throne of God. He faced it all. He bore it all, our apostle and high priest, to redeem us, to make us his holy brothers, who might also be faithful to death and receive our own crown of eternal life that he has reserved for us. So hang in there. Difficulties will continue. They'll be greater. The time of great testing is coming. The time is now when we must keep the faith and overcome. And the one who is the apostle and high priest of our confession. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.